What do you have there, Yana?
Well, we had to fight over it, and I got it. I won.
And so. It's 9:22 a.m.? And so why did you get this so early? And why are you choosing to eat it now?
Oh, look at that one. Oh, that one. Kids are going to fight over that. I can tell you that right now. That one, too. I mean, in my family, that is like perfect.
Well, because it's irresistible.
It I told you, everyone.
So yummy.
I told you, look at that.
Yeah.
So is that burned?
That's a masterpiece.
Is that burned? Or is that just crystallized sugar like cream brulee?
That's just crystallized sugar. No, that's brilliant.
Oh,
I'm
good.
I'm excited.
All right, enjoy it. Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Hey, everyone. Uncle Vigilante here. And today, you better beware of a dog.
I'm walking. This is not my backyard, it's my neighbor's, but I'm walking back to my backyard because
the rest of the video is just going to be Uncle Vigilante hanging with you guys.
I'm not going to be showing my face for reasons that I'll share later, but I am going to be showing my backyard, and we're just going to go for a little walk because today is the day, so this is where you'll be seeing me from. I'm going to be grilling out right there. In my grill, with my dog, with my German Shepherd. And I'm going to just be sharing with you my view back here. This is my backyard. This is Uncle Vigilante's backyard. We're going to go back there. I told you in the video that I've already recorded that there's a dip here that goes down about 4.5 feet. So when we have nasty storms go through, this looks like a lake, believe it or not. But when it's nice like now, it's just a beautiful little back area. And what I have is I created a fence on this front side, and nature takes care of the rest. And it allows me to bring out my three different dogs and be able to shut the gate here and play catch with them. So we have fun back there. Let's me get my dogs some exercise since they can't go on the walks with Uncle Vigilante. But the purpose of today's video, it's Sunday, is to be able to share with you what I'm investing in, what Uncle Vigilante is investing in. And the answer may surprise you. The answer is not a certain cryptocurrency. No, let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk around here. No, the answer is today, I'm just investing in life. I'm investing in just kind of counting my blessings, grilling out, hanging with my dogs, hanging with my family, serving them, cooking with them. And you'll see, I got up early to be able to cook. And on the grill, made some chicken, dropped some truth regarding grilling chicken. Look at this back here. I will tell you, you don't want to walk back there. I made the mistake one time of breaching this, thinking, oh, cool, let me go back into the woods because I could probably clear that out and make a fort for my kids back there, you know, in the woods that nobody's going to be in. And what happened? I got about right there. And a big-ass water moccasin struck at me. Didn't get me, but scared the shit out of me where I will never, ever go back there again. I got very lucky. And then when I realized, because when we bought this home, this didn't look like this. It looked like this. It looked like my neighbor's. So what did Uncle Vigilante do? I did a land grab. I went and got a bush hog, and I spent a whole weekend just mowing this shit down. So after about a year, the crabgrass started, we call it crabgrass here in Florida, started, or is this bahia? I think this is a crabgrass, started filling in. And it's green. I don't care. We don't fertilize it. We just have it mowed. But then it created this little bit of paradise back here instead of what my neighbors have, which is just more forest. So I basically, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, and I cut out my own little Idaho back here. But in the process, I met some water moccasins, I met some rattlesnakes. I haven't seen any wild boar back here. I don't think we have them. Lots of deer. And there's like this 40-pound bunny that comes out right there all the time, and he just hangs out by those trees. He is huge. He's massive. He may not be 40 pounds, but he's damn close. He's huge. Just huge. I think he takes steroids. Saw him at the gym once. But anyway, you know, this is just kind of one of those stop and smell the roses days, to where it's like we get so caught up in our Blockfolio app and cryptocurrency and making money and losing money and whatnot. I thought to myself, and look, this is just me kind of talking to myself, and I'm sharing it out loud with you guys. I was like, you know, Uncle V, Uncle Odd, Todd, why don't you invest in life today? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna cook with you. We're gonna talk about some things while I cook, but I wanted to give you this little preview, just so that you can kind of have a better idea of the view when I'm talking to you. I'm not gonna show my face because I had a little bit of dermatology work done. I had a spot or two on my face that they were concerned about. So you know what? I'm going to stay out of the sun. I was going to go for a cigar walk, and then I started recording this, and I thought, you know what, this will be good enough content for you guys, because I did want to connect, because it's been a while since I have, because I couldn't go for cigar walks. But this video is about investing in life, investing in loved ones, investing in health, investing in some chicken, and I don't know, I hope you enjoy it. And if you don't, you know, I hope you have a great weekend anyway. Just don't watch it. Don't watch it from here. That's it. It's easy. It's easy. By the way, if you do like it, why don't you hit that subscription button below and notification bell. And the next time I live stream, you'll be notified. And maybe just do as I've asked before, which it doesn't seem like anybody does because I don't get a big bump. Maybe send a link to two or three of your friends saying, hey, this Uncle Vigilante, he's kind of a crazy uncle, but he's our favorite uncle. And you might want to listen to him, especially if you're interested in crypto or just life in general from a different perspective. Would love to enlarge the family, if you will. I don't use protection. I don't use any kind of prophylactic when it comes to building this channel. So, you know, it's like, let's just build the community. Let's not worry about how we're going to support our next community members, right? Because we're just going to trust God that he'll make things work. You know, no prophylactics here. We don't wear condoms here in Uncle Vigilante land because we want to grow our community. You know, we don't want it to stop. So there you go. All right. Enjoy the rest of the video, guys. Have a great weekend. Cheers.
So yeah, guys, it's 7:39. And hey, Zeusie, you want to go for a little walk? Okay, so the theme of this is what I'm investing in. Well, first, how about it? How about a puppy? Huh? What do you have there? Is that your toy? Get your toy, little Zeusie. And it's a beautiful day out. Again, it's 7:30 a.m. What do we have over here? Well, I decided I'm going to invest in grilling out with my dog. Have some chicken on the grill. It's a beautiful morning, you know. And so instead of looking at my Blockfolio app and fretting over everything, I'm just going to try to enjoy today and invest in getting a life. So we're going to go for a walk. Zeus, where's your toy? Go get your toy. Get your toy. Come on. Come on, big boy. Come on. Go. Want to go outside? Come on. Come on. Come on. Go outside. Come on. Go. Come on. Okay. Drop it. tell you another thing I'm investing in. Yeah, I got up this morning, and look at all of that. I made some delicious bacon. Lots of bacon. Well, what do you do with the grease, guys? I learned a long time ago that if you get a German Shepherd and a couple of these huge mason jars, I'm already at the top of those. But if you do that, here's what happens. You basically take your bacon grease and you pour it into your mason jar. Oh, I'm just getting to the top of the rim. But now there's a little bit more there that I'll get and I'll put it in the other one. But you can see what happens. Now, why do I do this? I do this because this bacon grease will last forever if you properly store it. And I just store it in a cool place, okay? I store it down here. Put it down there. I'll put that one down too. But what happens with this beautiful glory? You know what? Look at this. My daughter made this for me. If you go to Alex_Pittner on Twitter, you can see she's a world famous stained glass artist. She is just amazing. Anyway, she does custom work. So if you want to give people a gift that will basically for people who, what do you get people that A, might have money, or if you have somebody who, you know, a mom that Mother's Day's coming up, or I got this last year for Father's Day and I'll cherish it forever. But I'm going to cherish this forever too, because when the shit hits a fan, let's just say, guys, when the shit hits a fan and there is a food shortage. Now, I'm going into prepper uncle here, Uncle Prepper, but there is nothing better for nutrition, believe it or not, that has so many uses than bacon grease. I mean, even straight up, get a spoon and eat you some bacon grease, or warm it up a little, drink it, and it'll taste delicious, but it'll give you the fat that you need. Again, this is total prepper shit. So, you know, when we think about what we invest in, we have to not only invest in our future wealth. What does wealth come from? Wealth can come from financial. So if you want to invest in dollars, well, good luck with that. If you want to invest in crypto, be smart with that. If you want to invest in guns and ammo, that's kind of smart. If you want to invest in I don't know if I can show you that, but I have a room in my house that nobody knows about, but I'm a prepper at heart. So you invest in, how do you clean water? How do you make fire? You invest in, if you have pets, you got to have some investment for what if there's a food supply shortage. So I'm just showing you this because this is lots and lots of making bacon in the morning and just storing it for a when the shit hits the fan day. So there you go. And man, it is delicious. I know it sounds crazy, but I will actually take a spoonful of that and enjoy it because it's good for you, contrary to popular opinion. Now, there are going to be those who are of a different faith, and you know what? I get it. And I don't judge, so, you know, I hope you don't judge either. But there you go, guys. That is part of my daily investment. Probably one of my favorite investments of all time is my, I don't know, do you say it, Gaggia? Gaggia? But anyway, this guy rocks. I just absolutely love the coffee that comes out of there. I already have a little in there. I just kind of want to warm it up a little. All right, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, that is glorious. That is beautiful. That I'm investing in. So I invest in coffee beans. So I'm getting a little low, so I need to go to Amazon. I'm going to order me a couple cases of that. You know, because what if the shit hits the fan and I don't have enough coffee to get me through the apocalypse? Now, once you have your glorious cup of coffee, which you have to have you know, Snoopy on. And you need to get a German Shepherd. And you need to have a little coffee spot. Once you do that, then you can come and just, Zeusy, that's my coffee. My coffee, you've done that several times. Come here, coffee boy. Sit. Down. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Okay, so we have our coffee spot. And I'm just going to come down here and make another investment. Right there. That's what I'm going to invest in this morning. Right there. Oops. Oops. Wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. What do we have here? Oh, starting to look good. Okay, you know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Why am I cooking chicken? Because I'm making an investment, doing things in advance that you can enjoy later in life, right? This is just a short-term trade. Yeah, I'm going long on barbecue chicken today. You know, in my brief crypto career, I realized that investing in crypto is kind of like cooking barbecue chicken on the grill. You know, excuse this. This has just been a mess. I gotta clean it. But you know what? Hey, I'll do that today. I'll invest in that. But anyway, I cook on low, really low, so that everything doesn't get burnt. And by the way, what I also use is seasoning. It's like I'll spray some olive oil spray on it. And then I will put, first layer, I'm going to put some garlic salt on it. And then the second layer, Lowry's seasoning salt, which I love. And I'll do that on both sides. And that's it. And then later, when we put a little bit of barbecue sauce on it, I'll tell you what I like. I like a little bit of spicy. And but anyway, if you do it this way, then what that affords you the opportunity to do is kind of set it and forget it. Like, I probably won't come back to this and even check it for 15, 20 minutes. Instead, what I'll do is just come over and grab my little cup of coffee and go over to my resting spot. And I think I'm going to check out, hey, because I'm human, I'm going to check out my crypto portfolio on my Blockfolio app while I enjoy this view. And you know why it's going to feel a little bit better? Is because on Friday I made the decision to, there's just a lot of signals that it could be a shit show of a weekend. And I still have PTSD from the last dip. And so I tethered all of my Cardano and ETH. We'll never touch my R or Monero. If you haven't seen our Lord and Savior Jeff Berwick's, peace be upon him, latest video where he talks about atomic swaps, you just don't want to touch your R and Monero stack. As a matter of fact, you want to add to it. My strategy for tethering was to, okay, if it becomes a shit show over the weekend, that's fine. I've never had the opportunity yet to buy the dip. So I thought, okay, if this becomes a shit show, and people were talking about Bitcoin perhaps going to 20,000 bucks. I don't think it's going to. It's Sunday, and I think it's going to be, I think it's like back up at 35,000. So I think it could just go back up to where it was. I think I tethered with Bitcoin around 38 grand and Cardano at $170. So I think they're both making progress. But, you know, for me, it just kind of taught me the lesson of making the attempt to follow my own advice with a big old John Holmes bag. If you don't know what a John Holmes bag is, go and take a look at my previous videos and you'll quickly learn. So I have a big John Holmes bag now to do something with, but sometimes it's urgent to do nothing. I was really tempted this morning to just get back in, you know, maybe just convert it to Bitcoin and go over to Trade Ogre and just buy a shitload more R. Still tempted, but David Weiss, damn him, he keeps saying you have enough R. Stop. You have enough R. Go to a meeting.
You say, my name's Uncle Vigilante and I'm an Auraholic. So just stop. So hey, look, that compulsion is there. I'm just saying it out loud to the universe. But so I'm going to look at my portfolio because why not? Zeus, sit or not. So Zeus was trying to show you our favorite barbecue sauce, which is this hot lefties spices. And I am horrified because I have not been able to find this for the last couple months. So I still am using some borrowed inventory because I'm a prepper. And so I'm gonna go check Amazon right now to see if I can get it on Amazon. I can't get it locally anymore. But this is fantastic for barbecue chicken. Today's a sad day. Today is a very sad day. They only offer this now in medium. So, shit. Anyone out there, if you search locally in your area for Lefty Spices hot barbecue sauce, you let Uncle Vigilante know, okay? TheUncleVigilante@gmail.com. TheUncleVigilante@gmail.com. There will be a finder's fee. You have to get to Tampa and help me cook. But if you can do that, then that is your commission, is we'll make some barbecue chicken. Cheers. I mean, seriously, what better investment? See, the sun's just coming up. Yep, it's morning. I don't know if you can see it out there, but way in the back, there's a big old bunny. Like, he's about a 40-pound bunny. We see him all the time. But what better investment do you have, can you have, except barbecue chicken with hot barbecue sauce, with some coffee, with your puppy, huh? That's called value investing, guys. So what I do is I put the barbecue sauce on, see how nice it is, and then I'll turn them, and I'll get the other side. Now, what I have found that cooking chicken, and why chicken legs? Why all chicken legs? Well, because everyone in my family fights over chicken legs. So I decided over time, smart people like me, maybe take a cue for what the market dictates. And I thought, why mess around? And why disappoint some of the family members who get left with that damn chicken breast? Come on, guys. Even though I like dark meat, my favorite is dark meat. But why disappoint anyone? Why not just kind of acquiesce and recognize where the market's heading? And the market in my family is, over time, and this is, grilling chicken is much like cryptocurrency. It's a long-term hodl, right? You cook it slow. See, like I can't get any lower on my dirty grill. But it's dirty, guys, because it's been loved. All right, so now I'm gonna do this side. I'll come back, because I wanna tell you something. So, guys, good barbecue chicken is much like crypto. And this is when you go on low and you don't try to get rich quick. Usually, when you try to get rich quick in crypto, you get what? You get burned, right? So if I had these turned up like this, that's called leverage trading right there. Okay, to where you think you can get rich quick, that you think that you can make this chicken ready for dinner or lunch quicker, and you can get rich. But you know what happens is you have the whales that come in and they basically take out the leverage traders. Never works out, guys. Just never works out. So what you do is just you buy and hold. Or you can sometimes, when the market is up, you can take some of these coins that are doing pretty well and you can tether them. Let's see, is there any other ones that are kind of small? That one was a little guy, so I'm going to tether him up there, basically convert it to cash or to BTC or USDC. And I found, do USDC, not USD, no, I'm sorry, USDT, tether it. Because I realized the hard way, I converted some of my ETH yesterday to dollars. I screwed up, guys, because that now became a taxable event, per John Jay Singleton. If you haven't listened to John Jay talk about taxes, then look down below. You'll want to do that. But anyway, I did that for not my whole thing, thank goodness, but just maybe about 15% of it. And then so I changed it to USDT. Well, then I started thinking, okay, well, what I want to exchange on Coinbase when things were getting really low last night. I was like, maybe I'll convert this to Bitcoin now. Maybe this dump is over. I don't know. Maybe I'll do, you know, just a little bit to see, to kind of hedge. And I couldn't find the trading pair of USDC to Bitcoin. But I did find a trading pair of USDT to Bitcoin. And so I converted everything from USDC to USDT this morning, so that now I can at least trade within Coinbase. Now, you guys may say, Uncle Vigilante, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're doing. And you're probably right. Maybe there is a way to be able to buy Bitcoin using my USDC, but I couldn't figure it out because you have to either go to cash or you have to be able to do it to trade it. I don't know, guys. You know me. I don't know shit. But what I do know is how to cook chicken without burning it. And to me, you know, I have to visualize everything. It becomes about tethering certain things. So those little guys, I'm going to put up there, and I'm going to let the rest just slowly cook. It's kind of like, don't check your Blockfolio app for a good long while, right? Just let it do its thing. So I think you guys know that I'm out of the coin recommendation business. And I'm really just going to kind of follow the lead. I do think Weiss Ratings actually does a really good job, but it's a very expensive service. Mike Newton from Moonstream, I think he is the real deal. It's an excellent service. I will continue to participate in that. And then, of course, the Crypto Vigilante and the Dollar Vigilante are my go-tos. Now, I thought I had upgraded from the Crypto Vigilante to the Dollar Vigilante a long time ago. But apparently I was wrong. Apparently I was wrong. I reached out to Raphael about an investment issue, and his response was that doesn't look like you're a TCV investor. And I was like, oh shit. And he doesn't give investment advice, but he will, you can chat about it in their Telegram group, and you get a lot of good, smart, wise people there. So I have been desperately trying to right that wrong. And I subscribed. It was $6.99, and I used my PayPal, which is under my dog Zammy Pups account. So I got a notification that said, hey, congratulations, stand by for login credentials or something like that. And I never received them. So I reached out to TCV support, and I got kind of an auto response where they didn't understand my question. They thought I was asking if I could join Telegram with @ZammyPup. But that wasn't what I was meaning. I was just trying to give them different ways to find me in their system. So as of today, Sunday, I still haven't heard back. And I'm not worried because I know they'll make it right. But I am frustrated because I would love to be in that TCV Telegram chat asking questions, because I have some decisions to make regarding all my tethered bag, my dry powder. So, if there's anybody out there from TCV who's listening to this, I sent you an email that shows all the different email addresses that I have that might be associated, but I sure hope you find me, because I'd love to start engaging and learning from the group. And I'm going to really, like I said, I'm going to be out of the coin recommendation business. I do have a commitment this week to give platform to some projects within bees.social. That'll probably be Wednesday, I think, at 7:30 or 8 p.m., maybe 8 to 9 p.m. But I'm not recommending anything. I'm just giving them the platform to be able to talk about that project, and I do like those people. But as far as Hex and Pulse Chain and all of that, I'm just out of the recommendation business because I don't understand it well enough. Not to say that it's scammy or anything, not saying that at all. I'm just saying I don't understand it well enough. And unfortunately in this game, when you do have things that are real, early adopters are the ones who make out. And so my being cautious might hurt me long term, but I don't think so, because I'm going to be focusing so heavily on privacy coins. And if you watched Jeff Berwick, our Lord and Savior Crypto, peace be upon him, his last couple of videos, what you would find is that he's talking about these atomic swaps. And these atomic swaps are going to change the world related to Monero and Pirate Chain. So I recommend you go on a BitChute, look for Dollar Vigilante if you haven't seen it already, or go to dollarvigilante.com, and that'll sign up for their email if nothing else, and then you'll at least get when Jeff does his video drops. But these atomic swaps, to me, it's like I need to find a way to be able to visualize it. Think of some people in prison, right? And let's say you have a prisoner in cell block A that has a bag of ramen noodles, okay? And that's currency in a prison. And the only way currently to get it to an inmate in cell block C is to basically have a go-between. And so let's say that you're going to give it to, with a note, let's say, of the address it's going to go to, you have to give it to a prison guard. Well, that prison guard, first of all, they're going to surveil it. They're going to know that that ramen noodle packet came from cell block A, your cell, and it went into cell block C, which let's say that is somebody who is going to defend you from getting John Holmes. They're going to protect you. So it's really important to get that to them to pay for those services. Well, when it goes through, let's say that service that you're paying for is three ramen noodles. No, let's make it 10 ramen noodle packets to be protected for the next 30 days from getting John Holmes. What happens is you have to give it to a prison guard to be able to be the courier. Now, that prison guard is going to take his cut. And he's going to take that cut, let's call it one ramen noodle. But more importantly, he's going to document it. He's going to say, okay, prisoner 12345 is sending nine ramen noodles over to prisoner 678910 for John Holmes protection. And so we have a transaction now that we're going to document on the prison ledger. Well, with these atomic swaps, let's say that the prisoner over in the cell block, that his services are on the blockchain. So it's the coin is called JHP. That's the coin, John Holmes Protection. What you can do, let's say your ramen, which is coin is called R-A-M, to keep you from being rammed, but your ramen noodles are RAM-P, sorry, RAM protection, RAM-P. So ramen noodle protection. So you want to be able to get your RAM-P over to and exchange it for JHP, but you want to do it outside of the system. You want to do it totally privately. So nobody's going to take a cut, and nobody is going to surveil you and even know that it happened. And so with these atomic swaps, I don't know how they do it, but what you're going to be able to do with Monero and with Pirate is you're going to be able to just, you know, kind of close your eyes and tighten, pucker up your butt cheeks. And when you pucker your butt cheeks, that then manifests an atomic swap. And all of a sudden, next time you go into the, you know, exercise yard, you don't look like you are a dessert for all of these people who want to, you know, ram you. Because when you tighten your butt cheeks and you puckered them up, what happened is that created this atomic swap where nobody knew. But all of a sudden, you received in your front pocket JHP, the JHP coins, and the protector, he received the RAM-P coins that he could convert to ramen noodles. All 10 of those coins. He got 10, not 9. So, I don't know. Tell me in the comments below if that makes sense to you. If there are people from TCV or TDV who might, who are way smarter than me, just double check this to see if I'm seeing this right. I would appreciate it. Meanwhile, let's check over into our investment over here and see how they're doing. Yeah, this is our long-term hodl. Oh, they're looking delicious. They are just looking delicious, guys. I think I'm gonna flip them once, and then I'll see. Yeah, I need to flip them. I definitely need to flip them. See that? See, that's the crust on them. That's not burned. That's just basically crystallized. The sugar crystallizes a little bit. And believe it or not, my family members fight over which one has the most of this. I know it's crazy, but they're delicious. Now, as you can see that I've been dollar cost tethering some of my chicken stack. Because they're done. I think they're ready to be sidelined, but I still want to keep them warm and cooking. But some of these fatter ones, I just think that they still have some room to move in the market. So I don't think they're done yet. I don't think they're done running. Now I do want to comment. See that dark part right there? See? Now, a lot of the uninitiated who haven't been through the chicken leg crash of 2017, what they'll do is the uninitiated, they're like, I want to get that effect, and they'll just ramp it up high. And then they put their chicken on, and what happens is, sure, they get that within like the first couple minutes, and the inside is raw. So to be able to get the inside cooked, they have to keep that on, and then that darkness just gets burnt. And it's just not crystallized deliciousness. It is just wrong. It is just wrong. So there you have it. We're going to leave this alone. We're going to let it cook a little more. Because why? Because we're the patient type, guys. Yeah, haven't been cigar walking this week. Which really bothers me because I've, you know, put on a few pounds. And that really bothers me. But I had to go to the doctor. Hold on. Thank you, coffee. But I had to go to the doctor, and I had this. You know, we get these face things, right? Here comes the people that are gonna say, "Well, you shouldn't walk so much in the sun."
But I had to have some, like, we're like look little moles, skin tags, whatever, removed. So I had that done on Monday, last Monday, and they said that I couldn't go out in the sun for at least a week. And when you do, just really lather up with sunscreen. So I'm going to go for a long walk, a cigar walk today, after I clean my garage, because that's another investment I'm making, guys. I'm going to invest in kind of cleaning house, cleaning my garage. I'll show you a before and after, just so that you can see what I'm trying to accomplish. But that's why I haven't been cigar walking. And, man, I hate it. I just hate it. I hate not exercising. And it puts me out of sorts, gives me less time to create some content. Kind of find it depressing. I don't like it. Don't like it. So I'm looking forward to getting back on the bandwagon this week and put in a lot of steps, because we do what here? At Uncle Vigilante Land, we snake walk. That means we walk nice and slow and steady. And, you know, you get so many health benefits from doing that. So, yeah, but everything's fine. I mean, it was like I had probably about 20 of these skin tags removed and from all over my body. And it's like you felt like you just got pelted with BB guns. So it was uncomfortable, but, you know, necessary. And look, we do what we do, but doctor isn't worried about anything. I'm not worried about anything. Because I didn't take the vax, and never will. It is nice to start seeing some people out and about who have, well, Publix, for example, a supermarket here in Florida, they basically said that if you've been vaccinated or if their employees have been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Now that is bullshit. It's total utter 100% bullshit, but I don't mind. And by the way, the reason why this is going back and forth is because I'm in my rocking chair. It's just kind of how we roll here. So I don't mind if that's their policy, because what it does is it starts to socialize smiles again. So the more people who take off their mask, and maybe I have one person who's like just a pussy, you know, who's like a that dad who just is a pussy, you know, he's just gonna wear a mask because the TV tells him so. And maybe he sees, you know, 25% of the people not wearing masks, and maybe one day he gets kind of brave. I mean, like really, really reaches down and grabs his vagina and realizes, whoa, I have some balls. And he double checks the balls, and then he like says, I'm gonna do something big and bold today. I'm gonna put the mask in my pocket. Gotta keep it in the pocket, not in the car, because if somebody confronts me, I forgot. Yeah, but at least I'm gonna exhibit that I have a set of balls today and not a big vagina. And so then maybe he goes through Publix without a mask, and he realizes that nobody gave him shit, and people still smiled at him, and he was able to breathe, and he realizes how different a shopping experience is when you can breathe. I mean, that's pretty cool, right? It's way different than, you get that, guys? Can you, I know you can't see me, but hear this. That's without a mask, with a mask, and I'm acting here. See, big difference. Your brain gets a lot more oxygen, you become smarter, and you grow big balls, really big, gigantic balls when you can breathe. Even the women out there, there's a lot of women with way bigger balls than men, way bigger balls. I love strong women. And I know if you are a woman who's watching this, you are a strong woman. And I admire you. I admire women so much. Matter of fact, my youngest daughter of four, she graduated high school
this last week and went to her last prom, so I'm 4 for 4. You know, I made it. I was able to get all that estrogen through high school without really any issues, and all the girls are doing great. Thank you for asking. And Zammy, my famous Instagram dog Zammy, you can find him at ZammyPup. He participated a little. He's kind of their chaperone. Let me show you. Zammy, are you going to prom with the kids? Huh? Oh, good job. All right, guys. Is he talking to you about the after hour party already? Oh, that's pretty, Vlada.
Thank you.
Vlada, you're not 2 years old anymore. Oh, my goodness. You look beautiful,
Thank
honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. Zammy Pup. You can find him at Zammy Pup on Instagram. I put the full video there. Oh, look at those guys. Look at those. So that is a diversified portfolio right there. And this is my John Holmes bag. Okay? So when there is a dip and these guys get really inexpensive because there's kind of a market crash, I'm still holding them in my bag, but what I can do is I can go up here and I can add to my stack, right? So now, because I was patient, I have more in my bag. That's kind of what, do you guys like this kind of content? Because I'm kind of retarded in that I can't understand things until I visualize them. And so this just has helped me visualize. And hopefully, for those of you out there who think like me, or can't think like me, can't process without pictures, maybe this helps. I just have to do it. But let me know below if you like content like this, or if I'm just kind of talking out loud to nonsense. It's probably nonsense to a lot of people, but I don't care. I don't care. Look at my big bunny out there. It's way, if you kind of look, you can't see. See that right by the tree, to the right of the tree? That's about a 40-pound bunny. Anyway, love my backyard. I think I have the best backyard in the hood. We don't have a pool, but we have a screen, because you have to have a screen in Florida. Otherwise, these mosquitoes that you can saddle up and ride, they will eat you. And what good comes from that? So I had this screen built that has this picture view, and I really love it, because when you're back here from the inside, it just looks like a picture in a frame. So, and with those trees, that just doesn't suck. Now, when it gets, see back there, that line, it's kind of, that line right there, kind of two-thirds the way up on the fence, you see kind of a line where it changes color. That's a 4 foot, 4.5 feet dip. So when it gets nasty here in Florida, and hurricanes come through and storms come in, that back there will completely look like a lake. So you can't build anything back there unless you put it on stilts, and that would be against any kind of deed restrictions, because unfortunately I live in a place to where I have to ask permission if I want to build, and that's just bullshit. One day we'll correct that, but I can't imagine leaving this view. But I don't know, guys. You see, what do you see, Zeus? Huh? What do you see, Zeus? What do you see? Is there a boogeyman out there? Go get him, Zeus. Zeus, come here. Come here. Here. Come here, boy. Come. This is why I don't fear people coming into my backyard. If you do, you are dinner.
We won't wake up the people though. It's too early. All right, guys, look at this. Okay, so what I'm gonna do, just put that here. Now, the good part. I'm just gonna start taking these and putting them. Ooh, look at that one. Oh, that one. Kids are gonna fight over that. I can tell you that right now. That one too. I mean, in my family, that is like perfect. I know it may not look perfect, it may look burned, but it's not. It's just like crystallized. You know when you have creme brulee and you have that top to where they burn the sugar? That's what happens to these. So don't judge. Just come down and join Uncle Vigilante. One day maybe we'll have an Uncle Vigilante get together, a meetup here in Tampa, Florida. Maybe we make that a thing. That'd be funny, or fun. I think there's a lot of Uncle Vigilantes out there. A lot of people who self-identify as an Uncle Vigilante, right? People who are really interested in crypto, probably have some life experience, but you recognize that you don't know shit, like me. But we dedicate, you know, our current state in life. Oh, who's gonna fight over that one? I mean, the kids are just gonna go nuts. What's gonna happen is that, what the hell was I talking about? Shit, I can't remember what I was, the Uncle Vigilante meetup. I just think there's a lot of people out there like me who are gonna try to figure this stuff out. And when we figure it out together, that's to be celebrated. And look at that. Isn't that cool? So maybe once all this COVID-19 bullshit wears down, we can plan a meetup down here. And, you know, just a gathering of people who don't know shit, who maybe there'll be a point in time where we're all a lot wealthier because we didn't know shit and decided we'd start figuring it out. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments below if you want to come to Uncle Vigilante's backyard and have a cookout. Huh? I think that'd be fun. You tell me. All right, I just cleaned it. Now we're just going to close this. And we are going to just ramp that up to high. Now, here's the key. Don't forget it. I've forgotten it before. Overnight and in a grill. And when you have a full tank of gas and you forget something and you put it on high overnight, guess what happens? You have to get a new grill. Not just clean the old grill, you have to get a new one. Now, why on earth would I cook this chicken, this beautiful chicken? Let me get this off and not break it. Why would I cook that 7 o'clock in the morning, right? What gets into me? Why would I do that? Because they're gonna cool down, right? Well, it's because chicken prepared like this, at any point in time, you can just pop it in the oven at like 325 for 15 minutes or so, and it'll just warm up really nicely. Or, you know, if you wanna get fed quick scheme, you can pop it in the microwave for a couple, 30 seconds, and just kinda warm it up. But anyway, the other thing, chicken like this sticks around for like the whole week. So what you don't eat today, you can eat tomorrow or the next day or whatever. But anyway, hey, it's my movie here in Uncle V backyard. And what can we do, man? I just wanted to share. All right, you can see this is getting jacked up. It's gonna go to 600. I'm just gonna stick around out here and go enjoy the rest of my coffee. Oh, yesterday something happened in Publix when I was getting my chicken. I was standing in line, and this woman was standing behind me. She had a mask on. She was masked up, and she tapped me on. She violated my 6 feet of space. She tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Did you receive your vaccine?"
through her mask, which sounded more like,
"Did you receive your vaccine?"
And she tapped me right on my left shoulder, like right where I would have gotten my vaccine, you know. I should have said, "Well, if you want to check, just can we find a magnet? Let's put a magnet on, and then you'll know." And if you aren't aware of the magnet, it's not a conspiracy theory. It is fact. If you research and you see it and you find it, that will make you a conspiracy factualist. So anyway, she tapped me on the shoulder and said,
"Have you received your vaccine? Your COVID vaccine, sorry." She said, "Have you received your COVID vaccine?"
And so I looked at her and I said, "Have you received your herpes shot?" And she was just stymied. She had no idea how to respond. And I didn't help her. I just turned around. I inserted my chipped credit card. I remember when everyone thought getting chipped credit cards was the mark of the beast. I'm kind of thinking we're inching closer to the mark of the beast when you can put a magnet on your shoulder. Just saying. May have that wrong, but, you know, something to consider. So anyway, she didn't know what to think. Because really, honestly, even if I was a CV19 believer, you just don't ask that question. It's none of anybody's business, right? But she was, I don't know, maybe she was just trying to double check that I wasn't one of these guys trying to get in under the radar, because she was sure masked up, which means a couple of things probably. A, she's a believer. B, she herself hasn't been fully vaxxed, or maybe she got her first round and is waiting for the death blow. Or maybe she has gotten it, but she continues to want to virtue signal, let everyone know that you know, my next move, other than wearing this mask unnecessarily, is to get a tattoo on my head that says, on my forehead, that says fully vaccinated. Maybe that's what she's waiting for. Maybe the tattoo parlors have just been really, really busy. Not sure. I'm just talking out loud to my backyard. Since I can't walk, I don't know, it's probably not a good idea to go for a cigar walk today. I'm reconsidering that. Maybe you guys are just gonna have to put up with this, me talking to my backyard, because it's gonna get hot as balls out here today. I can tell you, hot as balls. So, you know, probably not a good idea. But, yeah, so maybe she gets a tattoo on her forehead saying fully vaxxed. That'd be kind of nice. I know there, I think Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, our Lord and Savior of crypto, peace be upon him. If you saw his video yesterday, you saw that they're making vaccinated jewelry, which is disgusting. Talk about the people, the Druid Babylonian bastards, who are just figuring out every which way to milk this thing, to be able to extract dollars from NPCs is just mind-boggling. NPC theory, though, if you haven't heard of it, Google it. Go to johnlebon.com and put in NPC theory, non-player character. And if this last year hasn't turned that from theory to reality, fact, proven, I don't know what is. You know, I think the number is 95%. 95% of the people in this world don't have the ability to critically think. I believe they are just programmed by their televisions. Really nice people, good people. Hey, many members of my family. I by definition, I'd classify as NPCs. Breaks my heart. But, you know, just people who aren't
discerning to alternative points of view because they're programmed, very susceptible to mainstream programming. That's real. That's a thing. So if you're watching this, I presume you are in the 5% club. Welcome. Welcome to Uncle Vigilante's backyard, where 5%ers are welcome. We could probably take all the people in the United States and just maybe fill up this backyard, you know, based upon what I saw during the whole year on the number of people that were not wearing masks in public. See, I was thinking the NPC theory. I was thinking the number was closer to like 99% of people are NPCs. The rest of us are playing characters, meaning, you know, we have a controller and we can make our own minds up and we can discern and critically think. Look at that. Burning off all of that barbecue so that it does not flare up when I make Pitner. I shouldn't say that. When I make Uncle Vigilante steaks. But, all right. So that's my story about, you know, have you been fully vaccinated? That was what she said. Have you received your COVID-19 vaccination? It was plural. Have you received your COVID-19 vaccinations? Plural. That's what she said, which is what triggered me to respond. Have you received your herpes shot? Oh, I think that was a very good response. What do you think? Let me know down below. Are you a playing character or a non-playing character? Let me know. If I see anybody put in non-playing character, might have to pull out the ban hammer. So I'm leading the witness here. I just want playing characters to come along. I don't care if this channel sticks around 2,000 forever. I don't care. You know, this is our little group. If you haven't joined us in Telegram, then please come over to t.me/UncleVigilante. Or if you are really interested in CV19 talk, there's t.me/UncleOddsLounge. Uncle Odds Lounge. And that's, we used to have a huge group, but it got taken over by herbal book spammers. So I am declaring that dead on June 1st, and I'm deleting. Actually, I did delete it, but it said I couldn't delete it because it was too large. So I don't see it anymore, but I don't care. It can fade to black. Whoever, if they can still post in there, I just don't care because I will never visit it again. But t.me/UncleOddsLounge is where the action is, and we were able to get some bots in there to be able to control the spam. So that's just for those of you who just kind of want a safe space to be able to talk about what's going on in this world. But I don't hang out there much. I prefer Uncle Vigilante's discussion group. So if you go to t.me/UncleVigilante and then search in there for the discussion group, that's where you want to be. Please do. If you want to support the channel, I don't have Patreon. I don't do super chats. I don't tolerate sponsors. But if you want to send a nice letter, just let me know how you're doing, where you're from. I like letters. Doesn't have to include anything in it monetarily. Doesn't have to at all. You know, it's just not what I'm in this for. I've had people send me some nice cigars, send me some artwork. One guy designed a logo for Uncle Vigilante. So basically applying their personal talents and just sending it the old-fashioned way through the mail. So down below in the, what the hell do you call it? Not discussion. In the show notes, I guess is the best way to put it, is my P.O. box number. So if you want to send something, beautiful. That'd be cool. I'll open packages on a show. But okay. Yeah, sorry guys, you know, you're not seeing my handsome mug today, because you know what? Something about having a big old thing on your face that's been taken off, you know, doesn't make for good TV. So we'll just have to deal with it. But I wish you all a very, very happy long weekend if you're in the U.S. If not, a great short weekend. But yeah, just love y'all. Okay, guys, cheers. Bye.
Greetings. Used to be named Uncle Odd, but now I'm known as Uncle Vigilante. And as you can see by the fact I'm wearing a gold chain with a Bitcoin on it, I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah, I'm a big deal. But there is one thing that my 43 attorneys that I just hired told me that I needed to say, which is a disclaimer. Don't take any of my advice. Don't take anything that I say on this show or any of my guests as sage counsel. Why? Because I don't know shit.